Today, the nation pauses to remember those killed in the September 11th attacks. At the site of the Twin Towers in Manhattan, the names of the victims are being read aloud.
Rita Blau.
Richard Middleton Blood, Jr.
And my uncle and godfather, Michael Andrew Bacardi.
And at the Pentagon this morning, President Obama paid tribute to men and women who serve this country.
You put on the uniform or you devote yourself to a cause greater than yourself, just like they did. That's a testimony to them. And in your resilience, you've taught us all, there's no trouble we cannot endure and there's no calamity we cannot overcome.
And in a lonely field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the victims of United Flight 93 are being remembered in an open-air service.
Throughout the rest of the country, communities are commemorating in their own ways. At Eastern Kentucky University, for example, a memorial wall is being dedicated, etched with the names of the 418 first responders killed that day. 343 were New York City firefighters.
Firefighters in Sacramento are remembering their New York counterparts this way. In full gear, they will climb the stairs of one of the city's tallest buildings, 110 stories. Each will carry the name of one of the fallen, recreating the climb so many made that morning in New York 12 years ago.